thing I'm sitting in is called a
chair.
Okay, and the thing that you're sitting on is a
sofa.
Do you have other names for sofas?
Yes. Settee. Mm-hmm. Settee.
Is that an old name?
I think it is.
Do you still use it at all?
I don't think I do, and I don't hear people use it now.
Do you have a name for a small one that just two people can
sit? Love seat.
Okay. How about one that makes into a bed?
Day bed.
All right. Did you ever call a sofa a davenette?
I don't think I did, but I have heard it. I know what, when you say davenette, I know what you're talking about.
What am I talking about? Because I don't know.
Well, you're talking about another name for a sofa.
Any sofa can be
that. That's what I thought. Okay. I don't know.
How about Davenport?
A Davenport.
No? Okay. How about divan or divan?
Oh, yes, I've heard the divan.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
But generally, sofa or settee?
It's sofa, and sometimes settee.
Is davenette fairly familiar to you?
Well, you know, it sort of brings back, I don't think the word has even crossed my mind for years and years, but when you say davenette, I somehow get back as a little girl and hear davenette.
Mm-hmm.
Not at home, I don't remember davenette in my family, but yeah, the davenette.
That's a word I'm interested in because some years ago I tried to look it up in the dictionary and it is not in any dictionary.
It's not in there.
And yet it's a word that people in the South know.
Yes. Well, that is interesting.
Trace it. I haven't been able to find it in writing anywhere. Though when I ask people if they've heard of it very often, well, it's North Alabama, North Georgia, Tennessee.
Yes.
Not in the deep, in the South.
Yes, the real South, yes.
Gulf Coast. They really don't know it down there.
Yes.
Well, anyway, to get along to something else. In furniture in the bedroom, what would you call the thing with drawers where you put clothes?
The chest of drawers.
Suppose it has a mirror.
Dresser.
Okay. Is there an older name for that?
Well, there are chiffon robe and...
Is that the same as a dresser?
No, I thought a chiffon robe was where you kept clothes.
Does it have doors? Do you hang
could,
clothes?
Could have doors, couldn't it?
Is it for hanging the clothes?
Well, I believe it's for hanging and for drawers.
Okay, drawers maybe on the side. Yeah, it's sometimes described that way too. What about something that was all hanging space? Just a wooden piece of furniture with two doors?
Oh. Chiffon robe?
How about wardrobe? Do you know that term?
The wardrobe. Yes, I guess.
Do you know the term chiffonier?
Chiffonier. Well, I know that's another word, but I'm not sure what the difference in a chiffonier and a chiffon robe and so forth.
All the same thing, more or less?
To me, they are.
Okay. And then just what is the general name for tables and chairs and all that stuff?
Furniture.
Okay. And things that hang at the window, you don't have them in here, that are maybe heavy cloth that pull down or on a rope.
Shades.
And what are the things you have hanging?
Blinds.
Okay. And those are with the metal slats.
Yes. Right.
Okay. And a room at the top of the house under the roof might be finished or unfinished?
Attic.
Okay. Did you ever see, talking about kitchens, one that was separate from the house?
Yeah, oh, I visited, you know.
Did they call it something different?
Oh, I don't know. I've never, see, nobody here had that.
Oh.
But, I mean, I've just seen them in plantation houses, that I had visited. But they called them the summer kitchen, didn't they?
I don't know. This is something that's not in my...
The